Some of the problems plaguing the new federal health insurance website appear to be popping up in Massachusetts, too. Residents who qualify for subsidized coverage here are reporting problems such as not being able to get on the state's new Health Connector site, or they're being derailed by bad information, or they're not able to figure out if they're even eligible. Connector leaders say they are working to try to correct these problems. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more.
Jeff Friedner has been in Commonwealth Care, the state's subsidized coverage program, since 2010, and he's generally happy. But now, as Massachusetts merges with Obamacare, he's among the roughly 150,000 members who have to enroll all over again under somewhat different federal rules. So early last month, Friedner, a 57-year-old artist, sat down at his computer in Hyde Park and logged on to a new Health Connector website.
The first time, it just didn't work at all. The second time I got in, but then it went black. And then the third time I tried logging on, this is just logging on, constantly trying to get the site to come up, it went into this thing where they were doing some kind of maintenance.
At one point, Friedner couldn't get past one particular verification question.
They said I was incarcerated.
Friedner, who has never been in jail, kept trying to complete the application. He got to the end exactly 1 month ago.
It seems like it's finished, but it's been a month, right?
And you haven't heard anything?
I haven't heard anything.
Dozens of frustrated Massachusetts residents who think they'll qualify for subsidized health insurance or hope to continue a subsidized plan are posting similar stories to the Connector's Facebook page. The Connector staff is posting occasional apologies and today laid out the problems for the agency's board.
Things aren't perfect, obviously. We're having some issues on the site right now.
Scott Devonshire is the Connector's chief information officer. In addition to the glitches, like those Friedner mentioned, the state hasn't been able to process any applications yet because the federal interface that's supposed to verify an applicant's income and some other factors isn't working.
Nobody is more frustrated by that than us. We want everyone who comes to the site to have a first-rate experience. So we are literally working around the clock in order to try to resolve some of these issues.
The Connector's $69 million site was built by the same company, CGI, that built the federal health insurance website. Connector leaders say the sites are not linked, and it doesn't look like the root problems are the same. Connector board chair Glenn Shore says he's focused on fixing the issues in Massachusetts.
Yes, of course we're frustrated. We take this extraordinarily seriously. We're proud of what we accomplished, and we know how much health insurance means to people. So, of course, we want the system to go seamlessly and perfectly, and we're working around the clock to make that possible.
The state's call center, where people can go with questions, is also on overload. The Connector will almost double the staff at this center for the time being. 150,000 or so people caught in this holdup are supposed to choose a new health insurance plan by the end of December, or risk losing their coverage. But the Connector said today that it will extend current coverage through the end of March, in keeping with the open enrollment period for the rest of the country. There is some embarrassment in Massachusetts that the state's model health care program is succumbing to problems the federal government and many other states that are new to this business are having. Brian Rossman with the consumer group Healthcare for All says Massachusetts tried to add more layers than most states when it designed a new website to comply with Obamacare.
That's turning out to be trickier, I think, than they realized.
But Rossman says the outreach teams his group has on the street, reminding people to sign up, aren't hearing a lot of concern.
We're not hearing panic, or we're hearing modest frustration, I would say, sometimes. But we hear other people that are getting through right away and filling out their forms and pretty happy with it.
So maybe this will be a short-term adjustment as Massachusetts merges with the federal requirements of Obamacare. The Connector aims to clear up problems with its website later this month or in early December. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.